I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You Went to Golf PGA Championship Update with Bob Casper is brought to you by Mountainland Supply, Zions Bank, Hoops Vision, Siegfried & Jensen, and Get Some Guns and Ammo. And now, Real Golf Radio's Bob Casper.
One of our absolute favorites. They do an amazing job every Saturday. Bob Casper, Brian Taylor. Nobody knows the golf scene better. Nobody breaks it down better. And Bob Casper, kind enough to join us, giving us a PGA Championship update. So, Bob, I just saw BT send out a tweet, and this has actually got me irritated. He said,
okay,
hard not to take it as a blatant disrespect that Tony has not been shown by ESPN. He said, it's like they went out of their way not to show a shot from Tony in the opening segment. He's T15. Why doesn't Tony get the fanfare, the network attention that we see, you know, even some of these lesser golfers we see them get?
You know, it's kind of interesting that he put that out there. But, you know, for a lot of my dad's career, he never got recognition like that either. I mean, my dad would be playing the tournament, be playing well. You'd see his name on the leaderboard on the first page, and they still wouldn't show him hitting shots. It was, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. Maybe it's, I don't know.
I don't know. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know.
You
it's kind of crazy.
We've got every shot covered with Rory McIlroy, every shot covered with Jordan Spieth, and I know that these guys have won some majors. And Tony's, you know, I think he had a number of top tens in major appearances.
Oh, yeah?
That was spectacular. Do you have to win a couple of majors to gain the respect of the guys that are running the cameras and back in the studio producing, or what?
You know, it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
That's for sure. You know, maybe a few more wins, maybe a few more or have, you know, some opportunities in majors where you finish like second or you win one. Then, yeah, I think, you know, they've got to take you a little bit more seriously. But, yeah, it's just kind of crazy. I don't know. You know, we look at it from the standpoint of Tony's a local guy, and so we're looking for Tony so much and all that kind of thing. And, you know, it's just too bad that we aren't able to see a lot more of what he does.
Yeah, it's pretty devastating. Actually, it's actually a little offensive. I think he's an amazing story. If the networks would take time to get to know his story, I think he is one of the more incredible stories on the tour.
Yeah, especially how he won and how he used to hit range balls into the mattress in his garage and, you know, where he grew up, where he lived, how he wasn't the first one in the family to really to take up golf. Gipper was the one, and then he kind of said, oh, that looks kind of fun. Maybe I'll start doing that, and Tony's the one that's flourished. So yeah, it's kind of weird.
Okay, so we're watching this grouping come off the box as we speak. Tiger Woods about to tee off. We just saw Rory tee off. Jordan Spieth teed off. I love the threesome that they put together. Tiger fell off the back end of yesterday's round. He's just about to take off the box right now. What are your expectations from Tiger in day two?
Well, hopefully he plays better. He plays well today. You know, he's going to need, right now the current cut line is at +3. I would think it's probably going to go to +4. But, you know, he's going to have to shoot even par or better today, this afternoon, to be able to make the cut. The interesting thing is that of all the play, I think they got the better side of the draw, because the wind is supposed to go back down this afternoon there, and not be high like it was this morning. So, I think they've got a little bit better conditions this afternoon, and hopefully Tiger will go out. Having said that, Tiger yesterday, when he finished playing, he looked almost like he had been like when he finished playing after 72 holes at the Masters. I mean, everything that we saw about him all this week was that he was he looked stronger. His swing was better.
His endurance,
all that kind of thing. But his endurance, yeah. But all of his stuff when he came in yesterday, he was tired and was not happy.
So I'm just watching this. This is really interesting. I'm watching this grouping walk down the fairway after they just came off the tee box. Rory McIlroy is almost like in a hop, skip kind of jog. Jordan
absolutely.
Spieth is high stepping and slamming his feet in the ground, and they're about 30 yards in front of Tiger. Tiger is just kind of gingerly coming down the hills, and he's using his driver almost as a cane as he's coming down that hill off that first tee box. There's some mind games going on here with Spieth and McIlroy.
Well, you know, the interesting thing, when Tiger was playing his best in the prime of his career, he would be leading in a major or a tournament or whatever, and he was the guy that was always out in front. He was the guy that always made sure that he got in front of everybody and said, I'm the man, and you got to follow me. And so, I mean, these guys are playing, you know, especially Rory. Rory's playing well. And, you know, he's happy. He's happy that he's kind of, he's only one shot back right now because Justin Thomas played extremely well today. But, you know, he loves the positions he's in right now, and he's got it all in his, you know, it's all up to him to what he continues to do this week. And Jordan Spieth is, I think he still feels that he can get back into the mix of everything here. You know, if he were to go out and shoot around like Rory shot yesterday, he'd be right back at 300 par and have a chance. So.
Well, currently Justin Thomas leading the field at 6 under. Yeah, I think he checked in at 3 under today. I think he's had two rounds of 67, if I remember right.
That's correct.
Talk me through Justin Thomas's game. What is it that's so strong and consistent about his game over the last few years?
Well, you know, his dad's his coach, and always has been. He's a guy that he's maybe 5'10". But he absolutely bombs it. He hits it a long ways. But he's a decent putter. He's got a great short game. He hits great iron shots into greens. And when he pulls those all together, then you got to watch out for Justin Thomas. But, you know, in yesterday's round, 67, he made 5 birdies and 2 bogeys. Today, he made 4 birdies and 2 bogeys. So if he continues to be able to make birdies like that, then and not have to offset him with bogeys, then he's gonna be right there on Sunday.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, before this thing teed off, this PGA Championship teed off, the big storyline was Phil Mickelson with the LIV and the tour that the Saudi Arabians are trying to infuse money into and kick up. As this thing's going, it seems like all the noise of that has really died down. Does that thing, the noise of it, does it kick back up after this thing goes final, or is there any chance this thing quiets down a little bit?
It's not going to. It's not going to, especially as we get, you know, after this week, we're only 4 weeks away from their first event. And as we get closer to that, then we're going to see if Phil Mickelson's going to play. We're going to see exactly who's going to jump ship or who's going to test the waters. as far as playing is concerned. So Lee Westwood is playing this week in the PGA Championship. He's already said he's going to play. And he is a member of both tours, the PGA and the European Tour, or the DP World Tour. Also, Louis Oosthuizen, he says he's going as well to play in the first event. So by virtue of those guys doing that, they lost a major sponsor, who is another sponsor, who is one of the big sponsors for the PGA Tour and the DP World Tour, and that was UPS. So they've asked both those guys to take the UPS logo off their shirt, and they've discontinued their relationship with them. So, yeah, you're going to see a lot of things shake up, and we're going to see guys come out of the woodwork and test the waters to see if they can get away with it when they've been told already they can't.
So one guy I've seen has waffled about a little bit, has not made a statement and really dedicated to it, but it seems like Ricky Fowler is messing around with the idea of it.
He is. Ricky Fowler is messing around with the idea. He talked about it earlier this week, and he said, I haven't made a choice. And then he gave some rationale why possibly he would. I think Ricky Fowler is a guy that would jump. I really do. Which is surprising to me because he's been kind of the face of the PGA Tour for a while. You know, they've done a great job in marketing Ricky, and the PGA Tour has done a great job in, you know, since he won the Players' Championship and that kind of thing. Little kids look up to him, all that kind of stuff. And if he jumps, then it's definitely going to be interesting to see. But he's not going to jump he's going to jump for a lot of money, and that's what's going to make him go over. And like I said before, it's almost these guys that do make that switch or try it out, they're basically saying, well, I can't win on the PGA Tour or the European Tour anymore, and I can't win a major championship, so I'm just going to jump and grab the money. And unfortunately, that's too bad that that's going to happen like that.
So Ricky Fowler is the perfect example. I mean, we're talking about Tony Finau and not getting the love and the attention and building him as a brand. Ricky Fowler doesn't have a major in his bag.
No, he doesn't. No, he does not have a major. That's for sure.
He's got some good finishes and he's got some top tens. But what is it that's propelled Ricky Fowler to the point where everybody knows the name, everybody knows the brand? And if he ever did have a run to finish in on day four in a major, that's all we would hear about and that's all we would see. It would be Ricky Fowler. Why is it so much different between Ricky and Tony?
Well, and that's the marketing. That's the marketing group behind Ricky Fowler and what they've been able to do with him and, I guess, so to speak, his persona. You know, when he came out of Oklahoma State, you know, he would, in the final round, like Tiger would dresses in red and black. Ricky Fowler was dressing in orange in final rounds. So then, and then he wore the flat-brimmed hat. So then all these younger kids are thinking, man, he's pretty hip. So then you see guys wearing flat-brimmed hats that are orange they're wearing, you know, the orange shirts and stuff like that at tour events. And Ricky's over there signing all their stuff. And the PGA Tour just grabbed onto that and really helped promote him as far as the PGA Tour and these younger kids coming up in the game of golf. And then he wins the Players' Championship 3 or 4 years ago. And that was a huge thing for them, too, because they've been kind of branding him a little bit more. Well, he's kind of fallen off a little bit now. And if he jumps, it's really going to be interesting to see how much he's going to lose a lot of spotlight, that's for sure.
Yeah, but that would be a big-time get for the LIV, the LIV. That would be...
Oh, it would be. He might be the biggest one or the biggest get from the LIV, that's for sure. You know, if Tony, he's won four times, I think, Ricky Fowler. And if Tony gets to four wins and he wins a big one like the Players' Championship or he would have captured a major, then things will start to ease up a little bit more on him, and I think we'll see a lot more of Tony.
Well, Bob, enjoy the last couple of days coming up, of course, okay. Saturday and Sunday. Who do you think takes this when we see it close on Sunday?
You know, it's pretty interesting to see what's happening right now. Justin Thomas is really playing some good golf. Will Zalatoris is another one that you've got to watch out for. He's playing some great golf, too. I think between those two and Rory McIlroy, that's probably, in my feeling, one of the guys is going to win out of those three.
I'd love to see Rory in it, actually, just because he is kind of an entertaining name, entertaining face to watch. Who is it that's trying to grab this one for their career Grand Slam? Was it who's missing?
Jordan Spieth.
Ah, that's
Jordan
right.
Spieth. Yeah, he shot two over yesterday, and he needs to get back up in the mix. He's got to shoot probably two or three under par today.
Yeah, not looking real good for him either. Bob, thank you. You're the best. We appreciate it.
All right, buddy.
And we will talk to you soon.
Okay, take care, bud.
Bob Casper, Real Golf Radio. Best in the business.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.